News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, it's getting warm today and a little bit of rain in the mix again. Dr. Bill has the details coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in on a Monday. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. 225 and Highway 59, State Troopers are there in Baldwin County, but beyond that, a perfect ride from Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway into Mobile. Haven't had any delays yet this morning on the way in. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Let me point out that Dalton and I are both fans of Game of Thrones, and we are both here this morning.
That's right. Okay. We did not call off.
Not pre-recorded. I'm holding a newspaper up to the microphone, so you know today is today. Today.
Right.
It leaves me just hanging. We'll get to the headlines in just a second, but that there's some 5 million Americans that won't make it to work today because they called in sick because they watched Game of Thrones last night. It's an hour and a half show.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're on East Coast time, okay, it's by 10:30 or so,
over. You're in bed by 10:30 on the East Coast.
You don't get up at 4 like we do. Come on. as we wonder if our country, our nation has weakened, the backbone, the resiliency, the pull yourself up by the bootstraps this weekend. You're telling me that people, because they watched an hour and a half of a Game of Thrones finale last night, can't make it to the job on Monday?
Sad.
Yeah, it's sad. All right, we'll get into talking about the TV show at some point in the future. My reaction was just Americans can't make it to work because they watched a season finale. Come on. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An emergency blue alert is in effect right now as the search continues for the suspect accused of killing one police officer, injuring at least two others, and altogether shooting at multiple police officers. All of this unfolding late last night in Auburn. The suspect is 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes. He is wearing body armor and he is considered armed and dangerous. Auburn police officers responded just after 10 p.m. Sunday night to a domestic disturbance at a mobile home park on Wire Road in Auburn. Responding officers were injured by gunfire and transported to local hospitals. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency has issued the following statement saying, quote, "The state of Alabama has issued an emergency blue alert. The Auburn Police Department and the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency ask for your assistance in locating Grady Wayne Wilkes. He's a white male, 6'4", 215 pounds, and is believed to be a serious risk to the public. Wilkes was last seen wearing camel clothing with body armor and a helmet at Arrowhead Trailer Park in Auburn. If you have information, you're encouraged to contact 334-501-3100 or call 911. Again, Grady Wayne Wilkes, described as a white male, 6'4", about 215 pounds, with brown hair, hazel eyes, and was last seen last night, and he is considered armed and dangerous. Police have set up a command center at the Auburn University Soccer Complex. That's where authorities will brief the media this morning and throughout the day with the very latest in updates. News out of Montgomery this morning as our state's unemployment rate is up slightly. Despite what officials are calling record employment in the state, how so, you ask? Well, the unemployment rate can increase despite the high employment level as the labor force expands. The preliminary seasonally adjusted jobless rate for April is 3.8%. That's up 0.1% from March, but the good news is it's still below the rate from a year before of 4.1%. The Labor Department says the state still has more people working than ever before for the fourth straight month. More than 2.1 million people had jobs last month. Shelby County has the lowest jobless rate at 2.4%. The highest rate is in Wilcox County. They have an unemployment rate of 7%. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive manhunt underway in Auburn this morning after multiple Auburn police officers were shot late last night. A statewide alert has been issued for 29-year-old Grady Wilkes. Officers were responding to a domestic violence call when Wilkes opened fire, according to authorities. Wilkes was last seen wearing camouflage clothing and body armor. You can find his picture on WKRG.com and the WKRG Facebook page. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a man's body was pulled out of the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. He was found floating face down in the Gulf near Sandpiper Cove. While the official cause of death has not been determined, deputies believe he drowned. We expect to learn more today about the return of Gulf Coast Ducks. The Mobile-based company was forced to close earlier this year, blaming an insurance hike. The tour boat company is expected to announce plans today to reopen, with the first tour happening next month. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for a full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
Get ready to red, white, and at Wind Creek Atmore. We're cranking up the excitement by giving away not one, not two, but three hot new rides. A Ford Edge, a Ford Mustang, and a Ford F-150. You can start earning chances to win now. Then come in on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, when we're giving away free play and those beautiful Fords in our red, white, and giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Atmore.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with Principal Office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States, with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
The subject is dementia, what it is and how to care for someone with cognitive disabilities. The Dementia Ready Workshop is Wednesday, May 22nd, 9 to 1 at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government Downtown. Gina Germany with Touching Heart Senior Care, Attorney Banks Ladd, and Dr. Daniel Spriggs with Homedica House Calls will help you understand dementia and how to care for someone with it. To register, call 251-340-1458.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Good morning, 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Lots of sports to get to on this Monday. We'll start it off in the NBA, where the Toronto Raptors last night outlasted Milwaukee in a double overtime, 118-112. The Bucks still lead the Eastern Conference Finals 2-1. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored 36 points, including 8 in the second overtime, and Pascal Siakam added 25 points and 11 rebounds in the win. Milwaukee's top two scorers came off the bench, with George Hill scoring 24 and Malcolm Brogdon adding 20. Game 4 set for tomorrow night in Toronto. Tonight, Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, with Golden State playing at Portland. The Warriors are favored by 3.5 points and are looking for their second conference final sweep in the last 3 years. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues are now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals after defeating San Jose 5-0 in San Jose yesterday to take a 3-2 series lead. Jaden Schwartz had a hat trick for the Blues, while Vladimir Tarasenko added a goal and 2 assists. Goalie Jordan Binnington made 21 saves for his first career playoff shutout. St. Louis can earn its first trip back to the final since 1970 with a win at home in Game 6 tomorrow night. The WBC heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, retained his title for the 9th consecutive time with a first-round Saturday night knockout of challenger Dominique Brazil.
But credit to Brazil for having the character to throw with him.
That one-punch knockout came at 2:17 of round one. The 33-year-old Tuscaloosa native's record now stands at 41 wins, 0 losses, and 1 draw, with 40 wins by knockout. And that might have been the loudest punch I've ever heard on Saturday night. Next up for Wilder, boxing fans are hoping for a title unification bout against Anthony Joshua or a rematch against top contender Tyson Fury, who fought Wilder to a draw back in December. On the PGA Tour, Brooks Koepka won his second PGA Championship in a row and his 4th major championship in the last 2 years. Koepka set 36-hole records at the course, Bethpage Black, before he held on through Saturday and Sunday and finished at 8-under par, 2 shots ahead of second-place finisher Dustin Johnson. Tiger Woods did not play the final 2 rounds after missing the cut in his first tournament since winning the Masters last month. In NCAA softball, 64 teams played in regional tournaments this weekend for a chance to move on to the Super Regionals and eventually the Softball World Series. 14 teams have advanced to the best of 3 Super Regionals with 2 spots left to be decided. Right now, 7 of those teams are from the SEC. Alabama softball advanced through the Tuscaloosa Regional without a loss. They defeated Alabama State once and Arizona State twice. The Tide will face Texas in the best of 3 Super Regionals. Auburn was eliminated last night in a second loss to Arizona. Arizona. Other SEC teams that are still alive included Kentucky, Ole Miss, Florida, Tennessee, and LSU. Georgia still trying to win their way out of the regionals. They'll face Drake in a loser-goes-home game today. And in the 144th running of the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, War of Will, which was impeded by maximum security in the Kentucky Derby just 2 weeks ago, War of Will bounced back and finished in first at the Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. One horse, Boat Express, became America's favorite racehorse after throwing its jockey immediately after leaving the gate and ran riderless the rest of the way.
In front by 2 lengths late, a late charge from Longshot Everfast on the inside two, but nothing stood in his way. War of Will won the Preakness.
That's the final call, with War of Will crossing the finish line. For the first time since 1951, none of the top three finishers in the Derby was present at the Preakness, and neither was Maximum Security, who was controversially demoted to 17th in the Kentucky Derby for interference. The third race of the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes at Belmont Park in New York, that'll be raced on June the 8th. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Okay, so it didn't happen, but do you know? Because I don't. Like, if a horse finishes without the jockey, can it win? Or does
I was hoping that they could win, because this horse made it the whole way around, but they are automatically DQ'd, unfortunately. As soon as the rider comes off the back of the horse, they are not allowed to win.
All right. By the way, too, did you see this idea that the maximum security owner wants to do like a race here?
Yeah, he's putting $20 million of his own up, and he wants to challenge these other horses that thought they could beat him in the Kentucky Derby. He says, well, put your money where your mouth is.
It's like street racing or something for horses.
Yeah, like Fast and Furious.
They have it in a back alley somewhere, a horse race. We'll talk a little more about that.
He's just trying to regain those stud fees that he lost, I believe.
For sure. 622, coming right back.
My name is Dr. Luke Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. Please call Governor Ivey and Senator Shelby to stop the tolls for the proposed new I-10 Bay Bridge. Consider the following. Tolls could be $6 or higher for 55 years, one of the highest and longest tolls in the United States. The $6 toll has a frequent user reduction of a paltry 15%. Do the math. For a round trip, you could pay up to $4,380 per year. The I-59, I-20, $750 million bridge through downtown Birmingham has no tolls planned. Other segments of I-10 have been replaced in neighboring states, Florida and Louisiana, without imposing tolls. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100, Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164, and go to MobileRiverBridge.com to express your opposition to the planned tolls.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
After 44 years of serving fishermen and boaters, Negus Marine and Mobile is closing their doors. But before they do that, they're giving us a chance to buy the best boat accessories at huge discounts. From props to bow lights and everything in between, Negus Marine is liquidating its inventory. Hey, this is Sean Sullivan, and I took a walk through the showroom and warehouse at Negus, and I saw shelves full of things that you and I both want and need for our boats. Go see for yourself right now. Negus Marine, 3957 Demetropolis in Mobile, open 8 to 5:30. Give them a call, 666-5890.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, it's been a good ride so far across the Bayway into Causeway. From the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore and through Mobile, for now, we're accident-free. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. for. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. President Trump taking to Twitter, tweeting his thoughts on the nation's strictest abortion laws after the state of Alabama passes the measure. The president stands by his stance of being pro-life, but does acknowledge that he believes in exceptions when it comes to victims of rape and incest, saying, quote, "As most people know, and for those who would like to know, I am strongly pro-life, with the three exceptions, rape, incest, and protecting the life of the mother, the same position taken by Ronald Reagan." Alabama's law would make it a felony for a doctor to perform or attempt to perform an abortion and does not contain an exception or any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. The only exception in the Alabama law is abortions performed to protect the life of the mother. Many proponents of the ban are putting their weight behind this legislation to get the hot button issue to the Supreme Court to take a closer look at Roe v. Wade, the historic 1973 ruling which legalized abortion nationwide. A high school graduation party turns deadly in Atmore as one person is killed and eight others injured. And there's still a gunman on the run at this hour. Just after 2 a.m. early Saturday morning at the Atmore Community Center, which was the former Escambia County Middle School, two women got into a fight inside of the cafeteria, and that's when shots were fired. Witnesses report that people were trying to break up that fight between the women. And also this, more shots were fired out in the parking lot. That's according to Atmore Police. Again, eight people injured from gunshot wounds. They were taken to Atmore Community Hospital. The male victim's identity has not yet been released. Here's what we do know, though. According to the police chief, there were between 300 and 500 people from several counties in attendance at this party, and a large amount of alcohol was brought into that community center. The party was posted on social media. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So, celebrate graduation by pulling trigger. All right, seems the wrong way to go with that. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us with her forecast in just a second on Mobile Mornings. Let me say this, too. I love looking at the gardening pictures that hit up the text line on Sundays when I get in here on Monday mornings. I'll go through as I'm getting ready for the show and look through the pictures y'all sent in to Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast yesterday. Cool stuff, by the way. That's all available on the Flickr page through our website. We'll talk more about that in a second. But y'all good at the gardening. I'm impressed.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Walmart on Highway 59 in Robertsdale has reopened after a bomb threat forced shoppers and employees to evacuate. The store was evacuated around 8:30 last night. Shoppers and employees were allowed back in the store after about an hour. A massive manhunt underway in Auburn this morning after multiple Auburn police officers were shot late last night. A statewide alert has been issued for 29-year-old Grady Wilkes. Wilkes was last seen wearing camouflage clothing and body armor. You can find his picture on WKRG.com and the WKRG Facebook page. A vigil is scheduled for tomorrow for a four-year-old who died in a house fire last week. Jean-Paul Leonard died Tuesday when his house in Pritchard burned. A vigil tomorrow night at 6:30 will be held at High Point Park. Donations for his family will be collected at that vigil. Florida's governor has signed a bill making texting and driving a primary traffic offense. That means a driver can be pulled over if an officer sees the driver texting. That law takes effect July 1st. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Manhunt is underway for the suspect who Auburn, Alabama police say shot and killed one of their officers last night and wounded two others at a trailer park. Auburn Police Chief Paul Register asking residents to remain vigilant this morning as suspect Grady Wayne Wilkes remains on the run.
This is probably the worst day of my time here, and words cannot express the loss for this family and our family and this community. So, we're just going to do everything we can to bring it to a close.
The 29-year-old Wilkes was last seen wearing body armor and a helmet. Google telling users of Huawei smartphones this morning that its basic services will still work on those phones. This as Google follows an order from the Trump administration telling companies to curb their business with the Chinese tech giant. That's helping to drive NASDAQ stock futures down on Wall Street this morning. The tech-heavy index down over 1.2%. The S&P and the Dow also dropping in pre-market trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Corn futures prices hit their highest level since last June as wet and cold weather continued to disrupt crop planting. After a brief dry spell that allowed some planting to take place in the Corn Belt, rain is returning. Soybeans, which are more vulnerable to the trade dispute and can be planted later than corn, are higher but down 5.8% over the past month. Less than a year after Bayer acquired Monsanto and its Roundup weed killer, the German company is worth less today than the $63 billion it paid for Monsanto. Since the Monsanto deal closed, Bayer's market cap has shrunk by more than 40% to roughly $59.13 billion. Worried that liabilities from the allegedly carcinogenic weed killer Roundup are going to rise, investors have abandoned the stock, sending the shares into a downward spiral. Several major shareholders withdrew their support for Bayer management at last month's general meeting. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the weekend, you had a pretty, a pretty heady weekend weather scale with that rain involved, but that rain didn't dominate much of the weekend. It was kind of a here and gone thing yesterday.
Yeah, you know, officially we only had 0.05 inches out of the airport, so barely any rain at all out there. And the whole system that produced a lot of severe weather out in Louisiana and parts of Mississippi just simply weakened as it moved across New Orleans and then got into our area. There was nothing left of the system. We have a slight chance that we could see a shower around today, but again, it's a very slight chance. We should have plenty of sunshine, and if we don't get any rain today, we're not going to see any for the rest of the week. And temperatures are going to get warmer. In fact, by next weekend, we could see some readings in the mid-90s, maybe even the upper 90s. So we got some hot weather, and that means a lot of evaporation. Any moisture we got around is going to evaporate, and that just makes things worse. So a pretty good dry spell now for our area. And today, look for, again, that slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be mostly sunny, and we'll be in the upper 80s. Tonight, we could see some fog develop after midnight. Low tonight will be in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and, again, upper 80s, possibly getting to 90. And but we're going to see those 90-degree readings for the second half of the week. On Wednesday, sunny and near 90 degrees. Thursday, around 90 and sunny. Friday, sunny and 92. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, again, in the low 90s. And Sunday, again, a sunny day and up to 95 degrees. So we got some hot weather for the second half of the week. And after today, no rain, at least all the way through Sunday.
Wow. Looking at the rain back to our north and west, lining up for some severe weather, it looks like, today. Not in our area, but upper Midwest, lower plains, Texas, Oklahoma, that area.
Yeah, there is a big low-pressure area that is forming out over Kansas and western Oklahoma, and it's going to produce a lot of tornado activity out on the Great Plains. That system is not headed our way. It's going to actually move to the north and end up in the western Great Lakes area. But in the meantime, it's going to produce some really severe weather out in the plains. We have a big high-pressure system on the east coast, and it's going to block it, keep it out to the west. And that high is going to be responsible for our hot, dry weather for this week.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 6:38, remember the website, fmtalk1065.com. I mentioned enjoying all the pictures on the text line that come in during plane gardening for the Gulf Coast with Bill Finch, where people send pictures in of what they're doing in their gardens and their yards. I got to tell you, this time of year, not that I don't love the yard pictures. They're good. They're impressive. But as a gardener, as a frustrated gardener, because I really don't get to garden much the way our lot is set up. Let's say, when I it's a weird transformation. When I was a bachelor, I had a big garden. But as a married guy, I've had less and less garden.
It's opposite.
Because the house I used to have, I had big section of the yard, could have a garden. Don't have that now the way our house is and the trees and all that. But I do love seeing pictures of people's tomato plants and what they're growing. And so if you do, obviously, if you can't see them on our text line, you'd have to come here to the studio. You can see them when you go to our website. If you'll go to fmtalk1065.com, a couple different ways to get there. But you click the Sports and Outdoors tab, or if you go to the lineup and go to the Bill Finch page, you do that, you'll see a link there for the Flickr page. And that is where we post all the pictures that come in from his show. So you can go back and even during the show, if somebody's talking about this plant or another plant, you can go look at that picture. Or if you want to do like me, kind of binge look at the pictures on a Monday morning of what people are growing in their gardens, check it out through our website.
Yeah, like you said, very inspirational photos that people send in. We've tried one garden in the 2 years that we've had our home. Did not work out well. Lots of big worms and slugs ended up on those. But, you know, I'm learning.
And Bill,
I'll
tell you how to get rid of those. One of the ways is just to grab them and take them off there.
I tried that, and they kept showing back up. But you
have to keep doing it.
That's why I keep showing up and listening to Bill Finch every Sunday morning.
That's right. You can also check out the podcast of the show. So along with the pictures, if you want to get him talking and that advice that Dalton was talking about, you can do that by going straight to our podcast page and just selecting a la carte. Or best way to do it is make sure you're subscribing for all our podcasts over at iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio or Spotify. They're waiting for you right there. All right, 6:40, headlines on the way. Plus, we'll check traffic with Kane, all next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Nice ride along the interstate coming into Daphne and again across the Bayway and the Causeway. From the 1065 split, we've had light traffic, and the good news is Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working any accidents. Steady ride so far as your traffic from the 1065 split northbound up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines on Mobile Mornings with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Sunday marked a day of protests and rallies as hundreds wanted their voices heard at our state capitol as men and women opposed Alabama's new law to ban abortion. Roughly 500 people chanted, and they carried signs, and they listened to speakers in Montgomery yesterday. Speakers from the American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, Yellowhammer Fund, and even people sharing their very own stories all took to the mic with impassioned speeches of why they disagree with the ban and are pro-choice. Governor Kay Ivey last week signed into law a bill to make it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion in Alabama. The law will not go into effect for 6 months, which means abortions are still legal here in Alabama for now. Pro-life supporters say their goal is to get an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, which would lead to a review of the Roe v. Wade national abortion rights decision. Their goal, they say, is to protect human life, especially since more is known about fetal development than the courts knew when that 1973 Roe v. Wade verdict came down 46 years ago. Authorities say yesterday's event was peaceful. No arrests were reported. There was a counter-protest with a few people, but there were no incidents. A startling and nearly deadly scene at a Walmart in Athens, Alabama, as a man pours gasoline on himself, runs into the store, and when he comes out of the store, he lights himself on fire. The incident happened late last week. Police are now giving more details, as we now know the man was medevaced to Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville at last check. He was in stable condition and is continuing to recover in the hospital. Athens Fire Chief Floyd Johnson says the investigation continues as to what led the man to set himself on fire. Police, they had to use fire extinguishers from their patrol vehicles to extinguish those flames until fire crews arrived. Thankfully, no one else was injured. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive manhunt underway in Auburn this morning after multiple Auburn police officers were shot late last night. A statewide alert has been issued for 29-year-old Grady Wilkes. Officers were responding to a domestic violence call when Wilkes opened fire, according to authorities. Wilkes was last seen wearing camouflage clothing and body armor. You can find his picture on WKRG.com and the WKRG Facebook page. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a man's body was pulled out of the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. He was found floating face down in the Gulf near Sandpiper Cove. While the official cause of death has not been determined, deputies believe he drowned. We expect to learn more today about the return of Gulf Coast Ducks. The Mobile-based company was forced to close earlier this year, blaming an insurance hike. The tour boat company is expected to announce plans today to reopen, with the first tour happening next month. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The NBA and NHL inch closer to the finals. The SEC dominates NCAA softball super regionals, and Brooks Koepka wins his fourth major in his last eight tries. 647 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, the Toronto Raptors outlasted Milwaukee in double overtime, 118-112. The Bucks still lead the Eastern Conference Finals 2-1 after their first loss. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored 36 points, including 8 in the second overtime, and Pascal Siakam added 25 points with 11 rebounds in the win. Milwaukee's top two scorers came off the bench, with George Hill scoring 24 and Malcolm Brogdon adding 20. Game 4 is set for tomorrow night in Toronto. Tonight, Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, with Golden State playing at Portland. The Warriors are favored by 3.5 points and are looking for their second conference final sweep in the last 3 years. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues are now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals after defeating San Jose 5-0 in San Jose yesterday to take a 3-2 series lead. Jaden Schwartz had a hat trick for the Blues, while Vladimir Tarasenko added a goal and 2 assists. Goalie Jordan Binnington made 21 saves for his first career playoff shutout. Now St. Louis can earn its first trip back to the final since 1970 if they win at home in Game 6 tomorrow night. The WBC heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, retained his title for the 9th consecutive time with a first-round Saturday night knockout of challenger Dominique Brazil.
Well, credit to Brazil for having the character to throw with him.
That one punch knockout came at 2:17 of round one, and I grabbed just that. Here's the punch. I'm gonna play the punch.
Yeah, let me okay, everybody quiet on the set.
Here's the punch.
Throw with him and
can you hear that?
Throw with him and
right there. One of the loudest punches I've ever heard on TV. Deontay Wilder, the 33-year-old Tuscaloosa native's record now stands at 41 wins, 0 losses, and 1 draw, and 40 of those wins came by knockout. Next up for Wilder, boxing fans hoping for a title unification bout against Anthony Joshua or a rematch against top contender Tyson Fury, who fought Wilder to a draw back in December. On the PGA Tour, Brooks Koepka won his second PGA Championship in a row and his fourth major championship in the last 2 years. Koepka set 36-hole records at the course, Bethpage Black, before he held on through Saturday and Sunday and finished at 8 under par, 2 shots ahead of second-place finisher Dustin Johnson. Tiger Woods did not play the final 2 rounds after he missed the cut in his first tournament since winning the Masters last month. In NCAA softball, 64 teams played in regional tournaments this weekend for a chance to move on to the Super Regionals and eventually the Softball World Series. 14 teams so far have advanced to the best of 3 Super Regionals with 2 spots left to be decided. Right now, 7 of those teams that remain are from the SEC. Alabama softball advanced through the Tuscaloosa Regional without a loss. They defeated Alabama State once and Arizona State twice. The Tide will now face Texas in the best of 3 Super Regionals. The road has ended for the Auburn Tigers. They were eliminated last night in a second loss to Arizona. Other SEC teams that are still alive include Kentucky, Ole Miss, Florida, Tennessee, and LSU. Georgia right now still trying to win their way out of the regionals. They face Drake University in a loser-goes-home game today. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars lost 2 games to Troy in a 3-game regular season home finale over the weekend. The 2 losses dropped the Jags to 7th place in the Sun Belt. The conference tournament begins tomorrow in Conway, South Carolina, with the Jags facing number 10 seed Louisiana Monroe in a single elimination game. First pitch is set for 2 p.m. And in the 144th running of the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, War of Will, the horse that was impeded by maximum security in the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks ago, well, War of Will bounced back and finished in first at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore.
In front by 2 lengths late, a late charge from Longshot Everfast on the inside 2, but nothing stood in his way. War of Will won the Preakness!
One horse, Boat Express, became America's favorite racehorse after throwing its jockey immediately after leaving the gate and ran riderless the rest of the way.
They're up in the Preakness, and the maiden Boat Express lost the jockey at the start. Unseated John Velasquez right out of the gate.
I mean, bucked him off immediately and kept running the entire race. And also, for the first time since 1951, none of the top 3 finishers in the Derby was present at the Preakness, and neither was Maximum Security, who, of course, was controversially demoted to 17th in the Kentucky Derby for interference. Next up, the 3rd race of the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes at Belmont Park in New York. They'll race that on June the 8th. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. And guess what? They're a 2019 Nappy finalist. Vote now at votenappies.com through July or June the 2nd. You'll find Butch Cassidy's always right here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hey, and while you're over there at votenappies.com, I think 5 different categories for FM Talk 106.5. Sure, appreciate your vote there. Thank you. Thank you.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, perfect ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, light traffic along 98. No delays through Mobile and accident-free conditions continue. Airport, Spring Hill, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65 all running smooth. I-165 and again downtown near the tunnels. No problems yet this morning. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive. They can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with the Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update from Kobe Subaru, the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership with the lowest prices and more inventory and selection, plus commitment to customers with Kobe Care. Online at KobeSubaru.com, based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s.
Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
All right, 656 FM Talk 1065. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Tense moments on a Florida highway as two charter buses carrying Florida children with learning disabilities crashes. The Tampa Bay Times reports that 91 children and 7 adults were traveling on those buses when they collided Friday in Lakeland, Florida. The Florida Highway Patrol says one of the buses braked suddenly when a pickup truck, which was towing a trailer, slowed down to turn into a driveway. The bus driver could not see that that vehicle had slowed down because the trailer's lights were defective. The driver of the second bus then rammed into the first bus. Authorities cited the second bus driver for careless driving. They fined the truck driver for driving with defective lights. 3 adults and 31 students were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Closer to home, a Louisiana man who says he was paralyzed after diving into the Little Lagoon wins his lawsuit against the owners of the Gulf Shores condo, who are also from Louisiana. Samuel Steve was awarded $11.6 million. He says he and his friends rented the condo back in 2016. Steve says that he dove into the Little Lagoon in less than 3 feet of water, broke his spine, and is now a quadriplegic. Now, Steve claimed the condo owners, Roy and Cindy Cheatwood, knew that Little Lagoon was shallow and unsafe for short-term rental tourists and that they failed to provide basic safety warning. But the Cheatwoods say the undisputed testimony from Steve himself confirms he was drinking whiskey at approximately 5:15 p.m. on August 4, 2016, while on his way to Gulf Shores, and that he continued to drink beer until 1 a.m. on August 5th, and that at approximately 1:20 a.m., that's when he dove into the water head first. The Cheatwoods would say they may appeal this verdict. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 658 FM Talk 1065. Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Top three things you need to know are three big things. Top stories of the day on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. You check them out right there. Number one in the breaking news this morning, one Auburn police officer killed, 2 seriously injured, and a manhunt underway. Plus, President Trump warning Iran not to threaten the United States or it'd face its end. And it's back. What's in the water? Well, Mobile fisherman warns of bacteria in the waters. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings. News is next.